everybody, it's me, Vidushi Besht, and today I'm going to be reading the fifth chapter of A Suitcase Full of Ghosts. Chapter 5, Unlucky Meeting. I guess the hunt for those rascal twins will have to wait, Kripla said. Now I have to go on a mission to find and interview a rodent named Hector Spectre.
Who is he? Asked Shivreen.
I don't know, but I think I've heard the name Hector Spectre before, Kripla said thoughtfully.
Just then, Grandpa Frankenstein passed by with his paws full of test tube.
Hector Spectre! Did you say Hector Spectre? He asked excitedly.
Kripla was astonished. Do you know him?
Of course! He is without a doubt the greatest, replied Grandpa.
The greatest what? Asked Kripla.
The best, Grandpa said.
The best what? Asked Kripla.
He's the most amazing.
Just tell us who he is,
yelled Shivreen, frustrated.
Who is who? Asked Grandpa Frankenstein.
Kripla sighed. Her grandfather's brilliant mind often wanted.
Hector Spectre, she reminded him.
Ah, yes, him, Grandpa cried. He is the owner of the Galloping Ghost Circus.
Why, is it in town?
It must be. If Squeaker wants me to interview him, Kripla replied.
Grandpa grinned. Wonderful. When you see him, please get me a ticket to the show. It is the most gorgeously ghastly show I have ever seen.
Grandpa Frankenstein trotted off. Shivreen looked at her aunt.
Auntie, can I come with you? She asked. This circus of ghosts seems scary enough to make my fur stand on end.
Of course, Kripla replied, but first we need to get Geronimo. He's a great journalist and he will lend me a paw with the interview. Then we'll try to figure out where Hector is staying. Minutes later, they were zooming down the street in the Turborapid 3000.
They hadn't gone far when Shivreen exclaimed, Look, there's someone walking on the side of the door.
In fact, a rodent wearing an elegant but wrinkled cloth. It was trudging along the road, dragging a heavy suitcase.
He seems to be having a hard time, Kripla mused. She slowed down and called out to the traveler.
Hello, sir. Can we help you in some way?
The rodent turned his head. He looked exhausted.
Thank you so much. That is very kind of you, he said. If it isn't too much trouble, may I ask you for a ride to my hotel?
Of course, Kripla answered. Kripla pulled over and opened the door for the traveler.
Nice to meet you, she said. My name is Kripla and this is my niece, Shivreen.
You both are very kind, the rodent repeated as he got into the car.
Let me introduce myself as well. My name is Hector Spectre.
So that is it for today, guys. I'll be back again tomorrow to read another chapter in another episode. Till then, this is Vidushi Besht signing off. Bye-bye.